first of all, can you give us your thoughts on the ascension that you and Andy have had the first couple of years of your careers together?
You know, it's been good. You know, we still got a lot of work to get done, but so far we're making some great progress.
AJ, how do you feel you guys are offensively after the first two games? I know it's been a little bit of tough sledding a couple of times here.
I feel like we're getting better each week, man. You know, the first week, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times with some crucial turnovers. And last week, you know, we controlled the game, basically the whole game. We ran the ball well, and we passed the ball when we needed to.
With the development of Sanu and with Eifert not giving you guys two tight ends, is that taking some of the pressure off you in the passing game?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. As those guys be able to make plays, that opened a lot more stuff up for me, so they couldn't be able to double me as often. So,
AJ, I'm guessing you're going to get this question every conference call you get for the rest of the season. But what was Hard Knocks like? What was that experience like for you personally?
It was cool, man. But, you know, I don't really like being on camera as much. You know, I just come to work and work hard as I could. But it was fun, though. It was fun.
Does it feel like a little bit of an intrusion? Did you watch the show every week then to see? I mean, what kind of effect did it have on you guys? You know, did you poke fun at each other for what they caught on camera? What was it like?
No, it was cool, man. Just to see, it was good. Just to see, give the fans what we do to prepare every week and, you know, what we go through each day. And, you know, just to give us, I mean, to fan some of the other guys' personality who they don't see all on the field as much, so.
AJ, do you still see the same amount of coverage that you have, even with the tight ends who've been kind of, you know, working the middle of the field? Has anything changed from that regard?
It's still double me for the most part, but, you know, like I said, man, it comes with the territory. But as those guys keep making plays as they're doing right now, they open more stuff up for me.
You and Andy ever watch a tape of another quarterback receiver combination and say that's where we want to be someday?
No, we haven't done that yet. But you know, we're just trying to create our own identity, and you know, we came in the same year, so we're just trying to get better each week.
The Packers have allowed big games the last 2 weeks to individual receivers. I guess, what have you seen from Green Bay's pass defense?
You know, like I said, man, we're going to have to control the tempo on offense. You know, we can't be going three and out. They got one of the best pass rushers with Clay Matthews and their defense, they and the other young guy on the other side, and B.J. Raji. So the whole thing is they front is awesome. So we've got to be able to control those guys and keep our defense off the field because you know what their offense can do.
How'd you feel you did against a veteran like Charles Tillman?
You know, it was tough at times, but I feel like I did pretty well. But, you know, Tillman's probably one of the best corners out there. And, you know, I really had to work him, but, you know, he's on to Green Bay, so, you know, that's my focus right now.
AJ, what's preparation like? You know, you don't see the Bears anything other than every 4 years. You don't see the Packers like this except every 4 years. What's preparation like as opposed to, say, getting ready for the Steelers like you did last week?
We take everything the same, man. Steelers was built on their defense, and a lot of veteran guys over there on the Steelers that played a lot of football together. And with the Green Bay Packers, man, but they have the young, explosive that it really can ruin your day, especially with Clay Matthews and the other guys coming off the edge. So we're going to have to control those guys.
I guess I just mean, you know, you prepare for the Steelers twice a year. These guys you prepare for once every 4 years. Is it a little bit tougher just because there's not that same familiarity for you?
Yeah, a little bit. Since we don't play them every year, it's always, you know, we have to look at more tape and look at more film, and you know, we can't go back to our open what we did against them a couple of years ago because we like you said, we only played 4 years, so it's a little tougher.
AJ, just getting back to the defense, what do you know about the secondary and what the Packers have, you know, on that side of things?
Man, like I said, with Clay Matthews and the other young guy and B.J. Raji in the middle, A.J. Hawk, all those guys, And the corners with Jamal Williams got great ball skills, and Sam Shields, another guy who can fly. So, like I said, man, we're going to have to control the whole tempo of the offense and be able to play sound offense, no turnovers, and, you know, play penalty-free. So,